A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Artificial intelligence. We've seen it in the movies and now it's real. I don't know. You either embrace it or you live in fear. But, you know, it's got a lot of potential.
And just moments ago, my dear partner, you told me about a $3,100 robot that's going to be called the Lovot.
Yes.
That will spark an all-new relationship between robots and humans produced by Japan and possibly being on sale. In fact, people can already book it with just 177.67 Sing dollars.
Amazing. Right, they use what they call emotional robotics technology.
Kind of clever. And I imagine this would be something nice for, say, your aging parents one day if they're sort of left alone in the home. Yeah,
or actually even a young kid who will need emotional support while you are so busy with, you know, making a career, earning enough money to send the kid through school. At least there are certain hours and certain gaps that this so-called Lovot or robot is able to provide that emotional aid through emotional technology.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And the Lovot is not the be-all and end-all. There will be more. So if you're a savvy investor looking into 2019, thinking where you should put your money when it comes to AI, and really, if you're planning on how perhaps your company should start positioning itself to take an early lead and even capture the value from the oncoming wave of innovation and artificial intelligence, we hope to get some answers for you soon.
We've got our expert on the line, Dr. Michael Chui. He's a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute, and they are McKinsey's business and economics research. Dr. Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with us all the way from the United States. Could you give us a sense of where AI is right now in terms of the business application aspects? How has it evolved over the past few years?
Well, it's definitely experiencing a renaissance. I mean, those of us who have been in the field actually know that the term artificial intelligence is over half a century old. And, we've gone through these AI springs and AI winters where, you know, people have been very excited about the technology and then it turns out it disappointed. We're clearly in a spring right now, and it's partly because these technologies now, particularly deep learning, we've discovered have not only been able to match human capability in a number of different tasks, but actually exceed human capability. That's just on the technical side. But the other thing that we've done, you know, at the McKinsey Global Institute, we've surveyed thousands of executives around the world. And now what we found is basically half of the organizations we've surveyed are already using AI to drive value within their companies. So that's what's really changed a little bit. You know, those of us who've been in computer science, it's always been an object of research, something that we've been trying to do. And now we're starting to see these technologies actually drive real business value.
Well, Dr. Chui, you say you've been talking to many of your customers, partners, and you've surveyed loads of people. Are you able to expand a little on the areas and these scenarios that are likely to be the future of AI? What are the people you're speaking to talking about?
Yeah, you know, as we've talked with our McKinsey clients, as we've done our research, we've looked at hundreds of different potential and actual use cases of AI. And you made reference to, you know, some of these, you know, interesting things that we're seeing.
The Lovot.
Yeah, for instance, right? And this whole idea, you know, if you watch science fiction or read science fiction, you think, well, you know, if the application of AI must be some sort of bipedal robot that, you know, joins the bridge of the Enterprise or is in Westworld or something like that. In actual fact, when we looked at a lot of, you know, all of the use cases that we could find, the vast majority of them were not these sort of science fiction, you know, scenarios made real, even though that's an interesting way to think about what's possible in the future. Most of them are in existing use cases where you could already use a less sophisticated type of analytics. You know, what we say is if you want to know where AI can create value, follow the money. If your business can drive a lot of its value from marketing and sales, so levers like, you know, the next product to buy recommendations that you might find on an online e-commerce site, or to improve your marketing spend effectiveness, decide whether or not you should be sending email or sending text or, you know, using television or radio, of course, which is an important channel.
Of course it is.
You know, that's of course, that's probably where you can drive the most value. If your business actually derives the most value, you know, through operational effectiveness, so increasing the efficiency of your logistics and supply chain, decreasing waste in your manufacturing environment, if that's where it drives value, that's probably where you can drive more value from AI. So what we say is if you want to know where AI can create value, just follow the money.
Okay, well, speaking of following the money, I'd like to get you to expand a little bit more, Dr. Michael. We're talking about the other end of the spectrum where, you know, solution providers are betting on AI. What are some of the industries that are likely to pay for AI?
So one of the amazing things that we found about, you know, artificial intelligence is that the breadth of application. And so there's almost no industry and no function in the business, everything from, you know, as I said, supply chain and manufacturing all the way through marketing and sales, that couldn't benefit. That said, we do see an acceleration in adoption, particularly in consumer-facing businesses, because they have to compete with the online native companies. So those companies that, you know, are new and, you know, using mobile and online in order to compete. Those naturally, because they're very digital businesses, these digital native businesses are using AI already. And if you need to compete against them, you see some consumer-facing businesses, whether it's on the retail side, whether it's in media, et cetera, really accelerating their adoption. On the other hand, we also see lots of businesses that we generally don't think about, right? These B2B businesses, again, whether it's delivering something in terms of logistics, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's semiconductors, because there's so much optimization possibilities in those businesses that we see those businesses also adopting AI and paying for those solutions. The trick there is to have data. And many of those companies already have data, but use very, very little of it for making a better decision. And so that's where they often have, you know, we talk about just value sitting on the table. There's all this unused data that if you actually used it to train artificial intelligence models, you can improve the efficiency and effectiveness of any business process.
On the line with us is Dr. Michael Chui, a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute. And Michael Chui, you have written and spoken extensively about artificial intelligence. And in the AI race, you actually believe that companies must have end-to-end solutions in order to win. Final question for you. Walk us through what you mean by that.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, I have a PhD in computer science. I really love the technical problems and solving the technical problems, and that's exciting and all those sorts of things. But what we actually found was, you know, as hard and as important it is to solve these technical problems using AI, the biggest problem is actually changing the way that organizations operate. So when we talk about an end-to-end solution, we're not just talking about the technology, but literally how do you change the practices, the processes, the people? How do you change what people do? Because at the end of the day, you know, a company is a combination of the technology it uses and the people that are using it. That's usually the long pole in the tent, actually changing, you know, the way that an organization operates. And so that's what we mean by truly having an end-to-end solution.
Okay, Dr. Michael Chui, Mr. PhD in computer science, would you get a low vote to with that uses emotional robotics technology to increase your moods on a day-to-day basis? This is a fun question. Would you get one of these?
I have to tell you, I prefer people for those
interactions. All right, that's a good answer. Dr. Michael Chui, partner at the McKinsey Global Institute. Dr. Michael, thank you so much for your time, for chatting with us all the way from the U.S.
Thanks for having me on.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.